From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Jeannie Yandel. Common knowledge says with age comes wisdom. Now, assuming that's correct, what do you wish you knew 10, 20, or 30 years ago? What do you know now that you wish your younger self knew? NBA All-Star Kareem Abdul-Jabbar recently wrote that he would tell his younger self to be patient, learn French, and get his nose out of books to watch more TV. So what about you? What advice would you give your younger self and why? Would you tell your younger self to watch more television? Give us a call at 206-543-5869 or 1-800-289-5869. You can also write us at conversation@kuow.org. Those numbers again, 206-543-5869 or 1-800-289-5869. We're asking what advice you would give your younger self and why. We did get some advice from listeners' younger selves earlier today.
The advice that I would like to have given to my younger self would be, you can say no to men who want to sleep with you if you don't want to sleep with them. You can say no, and you do not have to explain why. Just say no and smile and walk away.
I would give myself the advice to not be in cars, not shoot up heroin, not have drugs.
Those were two solid pieces of advice right there for our listeners' younger selves. So what about you? What advice would you give your younger self? Give us a call at 206-543-5869 or 1-800-289-5869. We talked with financial reporter Felix Salmon earlier today, and he told us that his advice is not to let what happens in school get in the way of education. Don't let what's happening in classes and everything get in the way of what you need to learn. So we want to hear from you as well. 206-543-5869 or 1-800-289-5869. Mike is listening to us on Vashon. Mike, what's the advice you'd give your younger self?
Well, I would advise my younger self to get a vasectomy.
Because, why?
Because really, we actually have plenty of people already in the United States. We actually don't need a whole lot more. And in fact, we actually need to reduce our population because we're just wasting resources. So in general, we could change that over 20 years. And if we just encourage that and give me more personal freedom and certainly more economic freedom, unemployment would be reduced because there would be less people.
Okay, Mike, I'm going to stop you right there. Your advice to your younger self is to get a vasectomy. Thank you very much for that. We're asking what your advice to your younger self is. What advice would you give if you could give your younger self advice and why? 206-543-5869 is the number to call. You can also write us at conversation@kuow.org. It may surprise you to learn that we here at KUOW are not trapped in amber. We, in fact, were once young, too. And so several of our staff members talked about what advice they would give their younger selves.
My advice to my younger self would be don't wear a ponytail until you're 19, because it didn't look very cool.
I would tell my younger self to learn a really cool skill while you still have so much free time. You should learn to juggle fire or how to break dance while juggling fire, maybe, because in the future you just won't have that kind of free time.
I think I would tell little me probably to, I really don't know, actually. I don't feel like I have that much wisdom at 21 years of age.
My advice to my younger self, stop goofing off in metal shop. I could really use those skills right now.
I don't know. I think I would just want to sit down with teenage me and take my hand and say, you are really, really gay. And that is fine. And nobody in your family is going to freak out.
Advice for KUOW staffers' younger selves. We want to hear from you as well. What advice would you give your younger self and why? Give us a call at 206-543-5869 or 1-800-289-5869. You can also write us with your advice for your younger self at conversation@kuow.org. Kevin is listening to us in Lakewood. Kevin, what advice would you give your younger self?
Don't always listen to the experts, because passage of time has proven that frequently experts and expert opinion today is incorrect tomorrow.
How would that affect your younger self?
Well, for instance, I, as a child, wanted to go into the plumbing and air conditioning trades.
Mm-hmm.
But because I had very good grades, most of my family and peers persuaded me into going into higher education. And strictly on an economic sense, I have a cousin that went into the plumbing trade, and I am so far behind economically that person. So,
wow.
On an economic basis, it was actually not a good move to listen to the experts.
Well, Kevin, thanks very much. That's good advice. Don't listen to the experts. That's Kevin's advice to his younger self. We want to know what your advice to your younger self is. And why? Give us a call at 206-543-5869. Sloren is listening to us on First Hill. What advice would you give your younger self, Sloren?
Well, my advice for younger self would be a professional advice. Jump onto internet revolution, computer programming, web design as quickly as possible, maybe even building computers like Steve Jobs or Gateway. And when the economy took a bad turn, I should have jumped on cartooning, you know, like non sequitur, Wiley, Garfield. And if I would have jumped then, when the market was hot, maybe I would have been syndicated and I would have been able to have a successful professional life.
Wow. So your advice to your younger self is learn about the internet and also cartooning. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
wow.
Correct.
Wow. That's kind of a diverse skill set there, Sloren. That's kind of great.
I know. I kind of like to have a plan B just in case plan A doesn't work.
That's great. Thank you so much for that, Sloren. Sloren's advice to his younger self, learn about the internet and computers. Also, learn about cartooning. We want to know about what advice you'd give to your younger self. 206-543-5869 is the number to call. You can also email us at conversation@kuow.org. Eric is listening to us in Kent. Eric, what advice would you give your younger self?
I would tell my 18-year-old self, find the same girl, fall in love with her, have the same children, but don't get married, because marriage is the number one cause of divorce.
The
second thing I'd tell my 18-year-old self is get rich early so you can have a real midlife crisis.
That second piece of advice is really good, and I bet there are plenty of people out there who would agree with you on that. But why avoid getting married? I have to ask. Have the exact same relationship, but don't go through the marriage thing. Why is that the advice?
Well, marriage used to be holy, but now it's really holy.
That's a spelling joke on the radio. Good job, Eric.
Yeah, people think they own each other, and then you go through all the rituals and the relationship troubles and everything else, when all you should do is just be with each other, enjoy each other, and love each other, and do your life.
Don't
end up doing each other and tearing it apart.
Fair enough. Thanks very much for that, Eric. We're asking what advice you would give your younger self and why. Give us a call at 206-543-5869. You can also email us at conversation@kuow.org, which is what Lizbeth did. She wrote to us, and her advice would be focus on myself and my career and not trying to please everyone else and boys. We're asking what your advice would be to your younger self. Linda is listening to us in Ballard. Linda, what advice would you give your younger self?
Well, I think it's important for women to be prepared for menopause. It's not just a change, as it used to be called, but it's a loss. It's a really significant loss. It's a loss of sensation. It's a loss of desire. And along with that loss of reproductive hormones, sometimes you have a loss of motivation. And anyway, I think it's just something I don't think that young women should waste their early years.
Well, I'm going to stop you there, because you're talking about all kinds of women should know about this, but are you talking specifically about your younger self? Why would you tell your younger self to learn about menopause?
Well, I think I didn't quite anticipate what the changes would be. I know it's called a change, but I didn't really know what would happen. I didn't think about it very much, I guess.
Okay.
So I would say, think about it and know what's going to happen, and don't waste your time or ahead of time if you can.
All right, Linda, thanks so much for that phone call. We're asking what advice you would give your younger self and why. Harris is listening to us on Beacon Hill. Harris, what advice would you give your younger self?
I think I'd give my younger self the advice of traveling as much as possible while I was young and still had that sort of free time.
Why?
Just because once you get, once work and your professional career starts, the amount of time that you try to set aside for vacations and just getting off the beaten path just seems to get, further and further away. As well as I'd make sure that I told myself that no matter how much I traveled, that I'd still find my current wife and track her down no matter what.
That's really sweet, Harris. Thank you very much for that. We're asking what advice you would give your younger self and why. You can give us a call and tell us about that at 206-543-5869 or 1-800-289-5869. Brian is listening to us in SeaTac. Brian, what advice would you give your younger self?
I would say take care of your body because you have a long, long, long time to live and never, ever, ever get old.
Okay, well, the second piece is interesting, but why is that the advice you would give your younger self, to take care of your body?
Well, because as you get older, when you're young, you think you're indestructible. And as time goes on, you realize through watching your friends and even watching yourself that will affect the quality of life that you have.
Yeah, that's sort of a slow, painful realization. And also to never get old. So how would your younger self keep your older self from getting old?
Taking care of yourself again. Take care of your body. Take care of yourself mentally. I liked one of the last callers. Travel as much as possible. Learn as much as possible. And just always keep an open mind and stay young.
All right. Well, Brian, thank you so much for that phone call. Thank you for all of your phone calls. We've been talking about what advice you would give your younger self and why. We've heard all kinds of different pieces of advice, from learn about menopause to learn about the internet and computing to take care of your body, to travel as much as possible. And I will leave you with this final thought from Jen, who wrote into conversation at KUOW.org. Jen wrote to us, and her solid advice to her younger self is just say no to those credit card offers. I imagine there are lots of us who could agree with that advice to our younger selves. This is A Conversation. I'm Jeannie Yandel, in for Ross Reynolds.